You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I'm very excited to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is seasonal bucket list. I'm going to be talking about my summer bucket list, and I'm also going to have a special guest later in the show. So C. Jane Wright, which is my community for women writers, we also have a website. And last year, I invited the women of C. Jane Wright to create a fall bucket list. And it was really transformative for one of our members. And so she's going to come on the show later to just talk about that experience and why it meant so much to her. Now, you may be thinking, what a summer bucket list, a fall bucket list? What are you talking about? So you need to understand what I'm talking about here, right? So when we think about bucket list, right, typically we think about the big, hairy, audacious goals, right? So when we think about someone's bucket list, it's usually got stuff on it like, you know, write a book or see the Grand Canyon or run a marathon or whatever, right? It's usually these like really, really big goals. And that's not what a seasonal bucket list is for. A seasonal bucket list is for smaller goals. So it could be those 90-day goals, because when you think about a season is roughly 90 days, right? So it could be those 90-day goals. So it can be related to career goals or financial goals or things like that. But also, and mainly, a seasonal bucket list is about those little things that you can do in your life just to make life more fun. It's about sparking more joy in your life. And the point of making a seasonal bucket list is because a lot of times we get so busy with life that we forget to do the fun stuff, right? So that's the point of doing something like this. And they're seasonal, so the fun stuff on your list may have something to do with the season. For example, with summer coming up, maybe on your summer bucket list, you're going to have a beach trip on there. So Husbay, or Righteous Beau as he's known here on the show, my husband and I just got back from Orange Beach. We take a trip there every year for our vacation, as we like to call it. And so, you know, that's always on my bucket list for us to take that vacation. So I started doing summer bucket list when I was a teacher. So before I was a full-time writer and business owner, I was a teacher. I was an English teacher, another reason why I can make up words. And so I would make these summer bucket lists. And of course, they were just lists of things that I wanted to do before school started back. But then I started to realize that it was important to do these every season. And I came to this realization, actually, thanks to a blog called A Beautiful Mess. So they have a blog. It's by two sisters, and they have a blog, and they also have a podcast. In fact, they usually do a seasonal bucket list episode on their podcast as well, which is kind of how I decided I wanted to do one for this podcast. And so I saw that they did these bucket lists for every season, not just summer. And so I was like, yeah, I should try that. I should try that, especially for fall. You know, I think it's really important to do it around fall, because fall is such a hectic time of year because you're getting ready for the holidays and it's near the end of the year, so you're trying to get all those things done that you wanted to do that year but didn't quite get to. So fall can just be a really hectic time, and you forget to just do the little stuff that's going to help you just relax, have a good time. I'll give you an example. So last year on my fall bucket list, I had, well, first, let me give you some context. So my husband and I, Righteous Bo and I, we love Halloween. But, and it's apparent that we love Halloween from our social media. So we take dressing up for Halloween very seriously, especially my husband. Like, he's known for his Halloween costumes. So we always, you know, have a good costume. We post it all on social. People will, like, wait to see what my husband's going to be for Halloween, right? So it's a big deal. And so on social, it looks like we love Halloween, which we do. But we never did anything fun for Halloween, which is so lame. Like, we would just, you know, put on our costumes, do some photos, post them on social, and then that was it. And what? That's so lame. So last year I was like, okay, I want us to actually do fun stuff for Halloween. I want to go to a haunted house and I want to go somewhere fun to take our photos. And I want to have a scary movie marathon and eat cookies because I love cookies. So I wanted to do all those things. And so I put it on my fall bucket list, and it happened, and it was great. We did them all in one weekend, so it was kind of like a Halloween weekend. It was fantastic. It was so great, but it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't put it on my bucket list. Now, you may be wondering, girl, what does this have to do with journaling? I thought this was a podcast about journaling. What you talking about? So I use my journal to determine what needs to be on my bucket list for the season, whether it's, again, goals related to my career or my business or my finances or my health and wellness, or it's fun stuff that I want to do. I use my journal to get there. And here's the thing. So I, like I said, I started doing seasonal bucket lists when I was a teacher. I would do the summer bucket list. But I really didn't get consistent with doing seasonal bucket lists every season until 2021. And that's because in 2020, my life totally changed, right? I'm sure everybody's life changed because of COVID. But if you have been following me for a while on social, or if you've been listening to past episodes of this podcast, you know that in 2020, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So 2020 was, you know, a trash year. But that meant in 2021, my perspective was very, very different. So I wrote a book called Find Your Way Back. It's a collection of essays about how to write your way through anything, including cancer. And there's an essay in that book called What My Summer Bucket List Taught Me About Life After Cancer. And so I'm going to read you just a little bit from that. Just kind of show you like how my perspective of bucket lists or seasonal bucket lists changed after cancer. Breast cancer changed everything. So for me, there will be no going back to normal. But as I was working on my bucket list, I realized that maybe that's okay. A bucket list is supposed to be a list of things you want to do before you kick the bucket. Cancer forces you to take the bucket list back to its roots and ask yourself, what would I do if this summer were my last? And so honestly, you know, that's my mindset when, I know it's kind of morbid, but that's my mindset when I am working on my bucket list. I am thinking about, you know, if this is my last summer, this is my last fall, like what would I want to do? And again, that doesn't mean that it has to be big, extravagant things. It's usually like the little things that you want to do that you haven't made time for because life gets so busy. And so in 2021, my summer bucket list, you know, at first, because I was coming out of cancer treatment, at first, my, you know, part of my bucket list looked like a directory of local restaurants. Because I, when you're going through chemo, your taste buds are all jacked up. You either can't taste things at all, or like I just said, I love cookies. Y'all, cookies tasted like sand, and it made me so sad. So sad. So you either can't taste things at all, or things just taste weird. Like whenever I tried to eat meat, it tasted like metal, so I didn't eat any meat when I was going through chemo. And so, and also your stomach is queasy, like all the time. And so you can't eat spicy foods or foods with a lot of flavor at all because it's going to make you gag. So, a lovely podcast episode here talking about me gagging. But, you know, really I ate like applesauce and rice and applesauce. That was my go-to. I had some good days where I could eat regular food, but most of the time it was rice and applesauce. So my summer bucket list is like a list of all of these restaurants that I wanted to go to because I would actually be able to taste the food. And then I also had a lot of books that I wanted to read because when you're going through chemo, like when you find out that you're going to have to do chemo, you think you're going to get a lot of reading done. And people buy you a lot of books and they send you a lot of books, right? Because it makes sense, right? Because you're just sitting there in that chemo chair for hours at a time, but you're in such a fog that it's really, really hard to, it's really, really hard to read. It's hard to focus because you're in such a fog because they give you a lot of medicine to kind of help your body cope with the chemo drugs. And so you're just like in a haze. But anyway, I digress. So summer bucket list had a lot of restaurants, had a lot of books that I wanted to read. It also had a lot of names of friends and family. Because again, this is coming out of the pandemic. So there were so many people that I hadn't seen in, you know, a year or longer. So that's what my bucket list looked like in 2021. And honestly, my bucket list this year for 2023 is kind of similar to that. Because again, no matter what, the things that are important to you are the things that are important to you, right? And like spending time with friends and family, that's important to me. Reading is important to me. Eating good food is important to me. So my summer bucket list for 2023, I have lots of books on it. My bucket list be long. Like I usually have like 30 items on my bucket list because again, these are not huge things. A lot of them are small things. So that's why the list can be really long. So I'm not going to read the whole list because we're going to be here all day if I do that. But I got a lot of books on there. I'll give you a couple of examples. She Memes Well. That's meme. She Memes Well. That's Quinta Brunson's book. And she's the creator of Abbott Elementary. I love that show so much. So her book is on my list. Also, We Should All Be Millionaires is on my list because I would like to be a millionaire. So that's on my list too. I have lots of restaurants that I want to either go to for the first time or go to again or go to with like different people. Again, I have lots of friends listed on there too, like folks that I haven't seen in a while, I haven't hung out with in a while. Gonna take a girls trip to Nashville to see Beyonce, of course. I also have, and this kind of goes along with the friends thing, I want to do weekly girl dates, right? I want to hang out with one of my girlfriends once a week. I also want to do regular solo dates. I want to try to do it weekly. That may not happen, but I want to take myself out on a date, go to brunch by myself, just go with my journal, you know? Do a spa day, things like that. I'm going to try to get into Pilates. It's like a trend right now. And so I kind of feel like, oh, am I just hopping on the bandwagon? But I want to do something different with my fitness. So I'm going to try Pilates. We'll see. I might hate it, but we'll see. And I also want to do a makeshift half marathon, which is probably a bad idea to do that in the summer because I live in Alabama. So it's going to be super hot, but we'll see. What is a makeshift marathon? It is, makeshift half marathon. I ain't doing 26.1 miles. Half marathon. Or 26.2 would be a whole marathon. Not doing that. It'll be a half marathon, 13.1, which I've done twice before. I've done real ones. And so makeshift, what I mean by that is it's like not an official race where you have like a bib and other people that are running with you and an official start place and finish line and all that stuff. Makeshift means you just make it up, right? And so it's just you finding the trail and running, so, or walking, which is what I'll be doing. So I'm going to try to do that this summer if it's not too hot. We'll see. This is probably a bad idea. But anyway, that just gives you some ideas of some stuff that maybe you want to put on your bucket list. Again, I use my journal to figure out what is going to be on my bucket list. And I will talk a little bit more about what that looks like. Like, how do you use your journal to come up with your bucket list? But we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to have that special guest that I mentioned. She's going to come and tell you a little bit about her story with bucket lists and how transformative they were. I wish I could share even more of my cancer story with you, but I can't keep you here all day. So I want to invite you to check out my book, Find Your Way Back, How to Write Your Way Through Anything. Find Your Way Back is a collection of essays that explore how I've used writing to get through cancer and everything else that life has thrown my way. And because I want to help you write your way through anything too, the book features writing prompts throughout. Find Your Way Back is available on Amazon, and you can purchase signed copies at cjanewrightbeham.com. All right, babes, we are back, and as I promised, in this segment, we have a very special guest. I am super excited to introduce you to Aisha Adams, who is a CJane Wright member and a diversity, equity, and inclusion expert. She's also just an all-around badass and boss lady. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, I'm so excited to be on the podcast.
So I told the listeners about how you're a badass, but I'd love for you to just tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so for me, my work, I'm the founder of Equity Over Everything and the partner organization, Aisha Adams Media Group. And what we do is help leaders by inspiring and equipping them to do the diversity, equity, inclusion work in their workplace. So we help cultivate more inclusive spaces through workshops, trainings, conversations, and policy practice and procedural change.
All right. So the reason I wanted you on this episode is because we're talking about seasonal bucket list. And last year I had the members of CJane Wright, or I invited y'all to try seasonal bucket list for yourself. I think it was for the fall, and you decided to try it. So tell me why you decided to go along with this. What inspired you to try this seasonal bucket list?
Well, I've been a member of CJane Wright for a while now. And one of the things that I appreciate about the group is working with you on my goals. I feel like that's been the number one way that the group has helped me just stay focused on the things that I want to accomplish. So I'm always lurking in the group, trying to find more ways to be productive and to accomplish my goals. And so I just tried it because you said so.
I love it. So what were some, I think it was the fall. Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly. So what did you decide to put on your fall bucket list?
Yeah, so I was really inspired by the fact that I think you walk like 30 minutes a day, like every day. So I was like, okay, I need to, you know, put an exercise goal. And so I do Peloton, and so I wanted to do, I think it was like all gold medals each month. And then, like, I had some work goals. Like, I wanted to land a few clients and Then I had like some personal goals, mm-hmm. Of things that I wanted to do. Like I wanted to create a space for myself to work out, like build out my gym. Mm-hmm. So I was able to kind of put a timeline on that. And then you were like, Aisha, all that's good, but you have to schedule your joy. And so I also started like scheduling some of the goals I have for like travel and for like my closet. And things like that.
I love it.
So I had just have a variety of goals. And then of course, like with my work goals, I always do financial goals, visibility goals, productivity goals, and innovation goals. So it just allowed me to set out like this large number of things that I wanted to accomplish, it's fun to do.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I was saying in the first segment, you know, seasonal bucket lists are not, when we think about bucket lists, we think of those huge goals that you have for like your entire life. And a seasonal bucket list is about remembering to do those small things too that will bring you joy. And, you know, making time for taking walks and like you said, creating space for yourself to do the things that you want to do. So what were the results of that? So are there some things that you did? Are there some things that you did in the fall that you feel like you wouldn't have done had you not made that bucket list?
I don't know if I necessarily wouldn't have done them. I don't think I would have celebrated them the same way. And I also think that I wouldn't have looked at them as accomplishments. I think one of the reasons I like the bucket list so much is because you're really looking at all the things you will accomplish and not just the big things, right?
Right.
So, like, one of the things that I did was I got luxury towels for my house. Like, I really switched out all the towels in my house. I might not have looked at that as a goal, mm-hmm. but because I wrote it down, instead of saying, I'm going to get some new towels, I, like, switched out all the new towels for luxury towels in the house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel really good about that, right?
Like, I love that you just said that because that's actually on my bucket list.
So now I'm like, yes, these towels are everything. And so I would have bought some towels, right? I might would have bought like $200 worth of towels. But I bought like $600 worth of towels. And like all my towels are nice. I love all the towels in the house. I don't mind folding them now. I love them.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it.
So I think it's more of that, but I did lose 50 pounds. I think that over those 3 months, because I was really working hard on Peloton and really staying focused on my diet. I definitely met my financial goals and my visibility goals. I also just cultivated, like, for me, I was in this process of trying to figure out, like, when I joined Peloton, I saw all these women that were doing like 100-week streaks, mm-hmm. and 50-week streaks. And it was really showing me how you cultivate things over a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so it was just good for me because it helps me look at things in a nice chunk of time where I can accomplish a lot, but it can also be sensible things like new towels.
I love it. And congratulations on losing 50 pounds. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So summer is just around the corner. So what are some things that you're hoping to do this summer? What's on your summer bucket list?
Okay, don't laugh, but I'm trying to get me a pair of Gucci sunglasses.
I only laughed because you said don't laugh.
No, I'm really trying to turn up my sunglass game. It's one of the things that's on my list. And then we have some like activities coming up. We're going to the African American Music Museum in Nashville.
Oh, you're gonna love it. I've been there. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find really cool stuff to feature on my blog. Another one of the things on my bucket list is I'm expanding my blog to like bring in new writers and pay new writers to come on. So I have like how many writers I want to be able to pay on my list. Just things like that. Oh, and now I'm trying to get a new sock collection. So I'm working on my socks as well.
Okay. Sunglasses and socks. Tell us a little bit more about your blog. Where can we find it and what can we find on that website?
Yeah, so the title of my blog is nappythoughts.com, and it's really a place where people can come and think about and sort of wrestle with the things that are interesting to talk about and to think about. Right now, I think recently, the most recent blog was about my journey with my health. I'm going through having like a hysterectomy and losing, I think I lost like 80 pounds by the time I posted the blog post. And just like what all it took to get organized and structured to kind of do those things. So I'm definitely sure I gave you a shout out in the blog post.
Well, thank you for that. I'll have to go check that out. And everyone else, make sure you go check out her blog. It sounds like it's going to be very inspiring for everybody. So if somebody is listening to this and they're like, okay, y'all have convinced me, I'm going to try this seasonal bucket list deal. What advice would you give them for how to get started? If they want to make a summer bucket list, what advice would you give?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, in order to do it, it's like a fun activity and not a very stressful one. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes when I'm setting my goals, I feel like I need to be like office time. But for the seasonal bucket list, it's more like a like kickback with some music, you know what I'm saying? A nice little drink and really think about like, what do I want things to look like 3 months from now? So it might seem funny that I'm like, oh, I need new socks, but I like to work out. I like to hike. I like to run. Like, so I need different kinds of socks. It's a whole situation. And if I plan it, if I plan to sit down and do my research and I plan it, I feel good about having done it and not guilty, right? Because a lot of times there are things that I want that make me joyful, mm-hmm. but I don't plan the time to do it when I don't look at it as a goal or look at it as an accomplishment. So I think it's like, you know, create it, have fun with it, do things that are important to you, not just, you know, on a financial level and a business level, but also on a soul level. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, I had a mentor tell me like how you spend your minutes is how you spend your days. Mm-hmm. And so it's like really thinking about your minutes and being conscious of it. So, yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. Well, thank you for being here, for sharing your story with us. I really, really appreciate it. And again, let everybody know where they can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me at equityovereverything.org or at nappythoughts.com. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you your journal prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. So each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journal prompt, and this week is no different. Actually, I have two prompts for you. Actually, I have three, because something that Aisha said really stuck out to me, and I was like, ooh, that should be a journal prompt. She said, what do you want your life to look like 3 months from now? I feel like that's a great prompt. So that's one of your prompts, and that would be good for figuring out things to go on your bucket list that may pertain to your career, your finances, but also your home life, your personal life, your health and wellness, things like that. So I really like that. That wasn't planned, but I'm still it. So what do you want your life to look like 3 months from now? So that's one prompt. Your second one, what simple summer activities would spark joy for you and your family? So this prompt is going to help you come up with those fun things that you want to put on the summer bucket list. So I'll give you a little example of something that's on my list, and that is a date at Yogurt Mountain. So this is not sponsored by Yogurt Mountain. However, if y'all would like to sponsor, hit a sister up. But my husband and I, we like to go to Yogurt Mountain and just like sit outside and enjoy some nice froyo, right? But because we're both so busy, that doesn't happen very often. And it's not going to happen at all unless we're intentional about it. So because we're so busy, we don't live the type of lives where we're just sitting around on a Saturday and somebody's going to like look over and be like, hey, you want to go to Yogurt Mountain? Like, I know that sounds really normal, but that's not our lives because we're both super busy. So that's never going to happen. So if we're going to go to Yogurt Mountain, it's going to be planned. It's got to be intentional. And because it's planned and intentional, it's very, very special, right? You know, we really savor that moment. And so that's one of the things on my summer bucket list, to have a Yogurt Mountain date, maybe two, maybe three, with Righteous Bow this summer. So again, that prompt is, what simple summer activities would spark joy for you and your family? Now, your third prompt is, what are the best ways to nourish your soul this summer? So this is for kind of that deeper stuff. So, you know, if that first prompt was more so about your goals, the second prompt is more so about fun stuff. This prompt is that, you know, deeper stuff that you need just to prioritize your overall wellness and to prioritize self-care, you know. So for me, the things on my bucket list that I feel like would go under this category would be I really need to get my nighttime routine together. So I talk a lot about, if you follow me on social or even if you've read some of the articles I've written as a freelance journalist, I write and talk a lot about the importance of having a good morning routine. And I certainly have, you know, my morning routine, I feel like is pretty solid, right? Nighttime routine, not so much. Don't really have one. So I really need to work on that. So that is on my bucket list, to really get my nighttime routine together. And as a part of that, I really need to get my skincare routine together too. Which would be a part of the nighttime routine. And again, so that's not like this huge goal, like, oh, I want to see the Grand Canyon. But it's really important because it's just going to help you with that day-to-day life. But it's something that I know I'm not going to focus on unless I'm intentional, unless I've, you know, put it on my bucket list saying that this is what I'm going to do. So again, your three prompts are, what do you want your life to look like 3 months from now? What simple summer activities would spark joy for you and your family? What are the best ways to nourish your soul this summer? I also, as I mentioned, I do have buying new towels on my list too. I don't know if I'm going to spend as much money as I should did on towels, but we do need nicer towels because our towels are old and raggedy and they make me very unhappy. So, so yes, that is something that would both spark joy and nourish my soul if I bought new towels. So I'm in the process of doing that as well. So again, you use these journal prompts to write declarations, if you will. And then you use those declarations to create your summer bucket list. So I want to close this out by actually reading the closing passages of my book, Find Your Way Back, So the essay that I mentioned, the essay that's about my summer bucket list, is the final essay in the book. And so I want to read for you the closing passages, because the closing passages of that essay are some declarations that I wrote in my journal. And then there's like a little message to the reader after those declarations. But I used those declarations to then write the summer bucket list. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to use those prompts I just gave you. From those prompts, write some declarations. From those declarations, write your summer bucket list. Okay? And I would love for you to hit me up on social, @righteousbabe. I'm also, most of y'all probably know, I'm also, my main social media accounts are C. Gervasia Wright. So you can hit me up there too. But the social media for the podcast is Righteous Babe. And so hit me up on social, share your some items from your summer bucket list with me. And if you follow me on social, especially if you're following me over on C. Gervasia Wright, I always like share as I'm doing things on my bucket list. I'll share that in like Instagram stories. So feel free to follow along with my summer adventures. Okay. So, but again, you're going to take these prompts, write some declarations, take those declarations and create your list. And so I want to close out by reading the closing passages of my book, Find Your Way Back. I decide to write some summer declarations in my journal. I will drive hundreds of miles to hug my friends and fly across the country so I can hold my niece for the first time. I will see my parents' faces without a mask, and they will see mine. This summer, I won't sweat the small stuff, but I will appreciate the little things. I don't need trips to exotic lands. I just want to go to the movies. I will enjoy my summer reads without chemo fog clouding my brain. After a summer with a constantly queasy belly and no taste buds, I will savor brunch and tacos and the occasional scoop of ice cream, and I will not count a single calorie. I will try that fitness class I keep seeing on Instagram, not to lose weight, but because I'm glad I have the energy to move. I will wear dresses with spaghetti straps and let the world see the battle scars that cancer and chemo left behind, because I won. I will go to the beach with my husband, slip on a swimsuit, and not chastise my body for belly bulge or thighs that jiggle. I will honor it for staying alive against the odds. So those are my declarations, and I want to close out with this. This is the closing passage from the book. While I wouldn't wish cancer on anyone, I do wish everyone could have something that pushes them to live and love with urgency. Whether you're a cancer patient or not, tomorrow is not promised. Act accordingly. Wear the swimsuit, take the trip, write the book, start the business. Love your people, love yourself. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.